In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe and has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I find words for this weekend very hard to really articulate. There's so much going on. There's so much that just seems crazy and doesn't make sense. There appears to be so much injustice in our world. But here we are, on Trinity Sunday, in the middle of it all. And the Trinity is one of our defining doctrines. Simply put, we believe that God is both one and three, unified in a single God, and yet each person of the Trinity has different characteristics. At a certain level, it makes sense, but at a certain level, it breaks down and it becomes a mystery that we must accept in order to call ourselves Christians. One of the other defining doctrines that we have as Christians is that God came down to live as one of us, and then was unjustly killed. Jesus did not die just for his friends, but he died for his enemies as well. In fact, he even prays for them compassionately as they're killing him. It seems that these two doctrines should be our guide as Christian for our Christian response right now. We live in a world that's not fair, and filled with injustice. We have racism as a reality. We are part of a system, or better, part of a family that has some deep dysfunction in it. The last 3 months for us all have been a very confusing time when many things we took for granted were turned on their head. People have lost their jobs. Loved ones are no longer allowed to visit their spouses, parents, brothers, or sisters if they're in nursing homes. People have been denied the ability to be with their dying loved ones, all of which are unjust, and we should work to overcome these injustices. I bet most of us have experienced being treated unfairly or have had prejudice of some kind directed toward us. This small experience of injustice in our own life should help us to understand how people feel when they experience the greater injustices of our world. It should help us to empathize with people who feel trapped by rules that seem unfair or against them. It should help us see why people are upset that racism still exists and people die because of inexcusable behavior. Like the Trinity, we all understand that we are one. One nation and one world. We understand that all people are brothers and sisters. We all understand that. But like the Trinity, it becomes hard to understand at a certain level. It starts to be confusing when we see that there are some people in our world who are very different from ourselves. They have what we would consider radical views. Our idea of being one starts to break down when we start to think of them as other, as them versus me. Our undivided unity disappears when people cross a line, whatever that line is for us. This is where the cross comes in and spans that gap. The love of God clearly shows when Christ died on the cross. It is the only thing that can save us from our dysfunction. It's the only thing that calms our egos and soothes our pride. Because when we look at the cross, we see our Savior, but we also see a God who died for us, who died for his enemies. And we are all enemies of God when we have sinned. We are all radical insurgents when we go against God's will. We might not have been the Romans who nailed him to the cross or part of that crowd who yelled, "Crucify him," but our sins, our personal sins, put Jesus on that cross. Amazingly, God still loves us. I believe it's as simple as that. Love your enemies, even when they're killing you. And that's the heart of being a Christian, and that's why it's so hard to be a Christian. When we find ourselves there, we find ourselves in the middle of the mystery of God. It's not easy, and it's really messy. There are many things in this world that are clearly broken. We know this. So we got to try and fix them. Staying broken is never a good thing. Whenever you try to fix something that is broken, it's not going to go to plan. There's going to be anger and frustration. We're going to lash out at others for no good reason. People are going to give you plenty of advice on how to fix it. Breaking things ain't going to fix it, but neither is denying that there's a problem. Ignoring it only makes it worse. God is moving us to act. I don't know how. I can't tell you what you're called to do, but I do know that God is calling us to do something. Knowing that we are all one, created by the same loving God who died for us because of our sins, gives us the right direction to head in. Praying for direction and guidance from the Holy Spirit is our surest hope for knowing God's call. Mass is the source and summit of our Christian life, and receiving the graces found in confession gives us grace to forgive others and helps us to think more clearly. We will never be certain of our direction, but we can be certain that God is with us if we are with Him. And when we go astray, He will call us back to the path. But I can promise you that God isn't calling you to do nothing.